What do your tattoos say?
I have two Deepak Chopra quotes here. He's like a spiritual guru of some sort. This one I got was my first tattoo when I was 18. It says, "You alone are the judge of your worth, and your goal is to discover infinite worth in yourself, no matter what anyone else thinks." So for me, it's just something to wake up and look at and just tell myself to be me.
He gets it. And I said, "Oh, is that bigger than you wanted?" He was like, "Yes, it is."
This is going to be the doodle arm, and this is going to be the meaningful arm. Split personality.
Which one is the arm you jerk off with?
The meaningful arm?
Yeah, I like that.
Make sure
Deepak Chopra is involved with all that. That's really a good idea.
You know, I didn't think about
it. I hope I have a great afterlife.
That's the first time anyone's ever brought that up. I might have to rethink this shit.
I hope my spirit lives forever.
I might have to rethink that shit.
What's the most shit I've ever been into?
With your dad, yeah.
Oh, I know what that is.
It's kind of a vague question.
No, I know what the fuck that is.
Wait, how do you know what the fuck it is and I don't?
Do you remember you had that vape in your room?
Oh, you mean
trouble?
Yeah.
Got it. Oh yeah, it was probably the vape at what, like 14 or 15?
This is how much trouble he got in.
Like,
he walked in the last day of school. He walked into the house. He was 15. He put his backpack down. He walked into his room. He didn't come out till September.
That happened freshman year and senior year.
No Xbox, weird. No PlayStation, no going outside. He can go in the backyard. But, you know, dude, it was fucking...
You know what was the biggest...
He was like a free-range chicken back there.
Do you know what the biggest dick move...
He would just walk the yard and shit like he was in prison. Like, nah.
Do you know what the biggest dick move about that was, though? He left all my electronics in there. He left the Xbox. He left the TV. He left anything that I would like to use. He just took all the fucking power cords. So I'm just sitting there staring at everything like, turn on, goddammit! Like, drove myself crazy for the whole fucking summer. It was awful.
Beth said to me, she goes, you gonna get the Xbox? I go, nah. She goes, why not? I go, I'm just taking the cords. She goes, why? I go, I just wish I was in there when he realized he didn't have any cords. I just wanted to see him go, motherfucker.
I did that. I ran over to my pillow and just screamed really hard. We're sitting at the dinner table one night. I have a friend over. It's me, my friend, my mom, my dad, and my sister. There's five of us at the dinner table. So we're sitting there at the table, and I go, hey, I just want to look something up on your phone real quick.
Oh, I remember this.
And he said, okay. And I go to type into Google, and the first thing that pops up on his phone is poop in pool. Just three words. And I was like, what are you looking up on your free time, dude? Do you want to know how he got to poop in pool?
Listen, you don't start at poop in pool.
Apparently not. So I'm looking down, and I go through the last four. And the first one said, how often do people poop in the pool? And it was like, okay.
In my defense, I saw a movie where there was poop in the pool. I'm like, I wonder how often.
And then the one after that said, what type of people poop the most in the
pool? I wanted to know who were the biggest poop.
Were you asking like male, female, kids, adults? Like, what was the question?
I wasn't sure if there was a type that was pooping in the pool more than another type.
All right. The third one, and this one made me laugh the most, does poop float in the pool? For what reason? I'm not really sure. And then that led us to poop in pool. And so
you know why?
You know, it's crazy.
Because I learned that poop does float in the pool, and I'm like, prove it.
So I clicked that just for the sake of it. 5 minutes later, I found all five of us watching poop in a pool compilation on YouTube, just sitting at the dinner table. We just completely abandoned the meal. And we were sitting there watching people pooping in the pool.
Welcome to growing up at my house. Yes. That was a lot of
fun. Father of the year, ladies and gentlemen. This guy.
Jacob, your mom is Asian.
Yes, my biological mother is Asian. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, why are you taller than your dad?
So I'm Asian and Jewish. Why I'm over 5'8"? Zero idea. Truthfully,
two negatives make a positive.
Yeah, that's what we assume. That's math. That makes sense, right?
As an Asian Jew, he should know math. That's for fucking sure.
No, I
was raising these kids. I didn't have any money. For those of you who have raised kids with no money, sometimes you have to find places that you can take them for free, right? And IKEA, we used to play hide and seek in that fucking place. I was like, stay in the home department and everybody go.
You know what he used to tell us? He used to take us to toy stores and say, look, this is called a toy store. You don't get to take anything out of it. You get to go up, take everything out of the box, play with it in the aisle, and then put it back in the box, and we leave. That was what the toy store was to me when I was a kid.
Do you know what else?
I didn't think you could take anything. I didn't think you could buy anything. I just played with the toys in the store.
Because I didn't want them to think that we could leave with anything. So yeah.
I never asked to buy a toy ever.
Do you know what else? I couldn't afford amusement parks. So I would find an empty parking lot at night and I would put them in the trunk of my car and I would just drive around real fast.
Bro would hit speed bumps at like 30 miles an hour. We were like, this is great.
Yeah, I did realize, I'm like, maybe the exhaust, they might have been in that trunk for a little too long.
I feel like
they started getting out like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I don't feel like that was the exhaust. I feel like it was the concussions.
Yeah, could have been.
From us just bing, bing, bing off of each other.
Someone asked, what was the most annoying thing about traveling with each other?
Okay.
I have mine for you right off the top of the head.
Okay.
So you guys probably are aware that he is a mushroom consumer, right? And there are some nights,
consumer.
Yeah, you know.
That's such a nice way to put that.
Yeah. And there are some nights that he likes to do it after the late show and after we do the meet and greet and before we go back to the hotel. So, you know, one night he likes to do that. You know, he's a big giggler. He likes to laugh a lot and very, very loud. I don't know if you guys have noticed at all tonight, but I just, you know, it's very apparent. And it gets to a point to where he's just laughing so hard at nothing all the time. I'm just really starting to get annoyed. Like, there was one time he got up giggling out of his bed. It's like 2:30 in the morning. And he goes into the bathroom, doesn't turn the light on, and he's just sitting there peeing. And I'm hearing him laugh. I'm like, what is going on? And he comes out, and I put my phone down, and I'm just staring at him. What's so funny? I have no fucking idea. And he just gets back into bed and keeps laughing.
I remember getting to the toilet and thinking to myself, if you think about peeing, it's pretty funny. And then I just could not stop laughing about it.
Am I trying to get divorced anytime soon?
She said planning on
it. Oh, planning.
I can answer that for
you. Go ahead.
No. The next thing I will say to that is, please, for the rest of the show, keep your vagina in your pants. Thank you very much. Just a thought. I don't know.
By the way, what a crazy visual that is. Somebody just wrestling with their vagina.
Yeah, I wasn't asking for the visual.
Yeah. I can't help. I'm a visual person. Keep your vagina in your pants like it's sneaking out.
There's a couple things he sent me that have been strange. I just moved out. They just moved into a new place. And there was one day where I think you forgot your keys, so we couldn't get in. But, you know... But, you know, he had to poop, right? He had to go to the bathroom. But, you know, it's weird. Like, you don't have to poop when you get to your house, and then the minute you see your house, you're like, I'm going to fucking shit right now, right? So I assume he had one of those, but for some reason he couldn't get back in the house. He was locked out. And so he goes to the back, and he's looking, and he hasn't really found any good options, and then he looks in his trash can. And in that trash can, he finds empty shoeboxes, okay? And as any man, I mean, you know, in his clear state of mind, look, when you gotta go, you gotta go. It's either shit in a box or shit in your pants. I'm pretty sure there's a clear winner. You know what I'm saying? And that's for anybody. So not only does he shit in the box, okay, he takes a picture of his shit in the box and sends it to me. And I was like, okay, great, super awesome. What the fuck am I looking at? And he's like, I just shit in the box. I'm like, pretty proud of yourself, aren't you? But so we get, and I'm like, hey, what, how did you wipe your ass? Which is, for me, like a logical question, follow-up, going, okay, cool. How'd you get out of it? How'd you finish it? And he was like, well, I didn't have any tissue paper. So I jumped in the pool. And I was like.
There's chlorine in there.
Yeah.
Figured, you know what I mean?
Nobody's
going in that pool for a while.
Facts, but you know what I thought about? Guys, when you get a pair of shoes, what if the shoes come wrapped in? Tissue paper. What did he shit directly on top of before he could use? Tissue paper. I was like, why didn't you take the fucking tissue paper out first? He was like, what? I go, it gave you toilet paper to wipe your ass with in the box. And you just overlooked that?
Can I tell you, when I saw the box, I was like, not only is this perfect, but what a great picture to send everyone I know.
Yeah.
I sent Segura that. I sent, if I shit in the shoebox, I said everybody I know got that picture. Yeah.
There was this girl that he wanted to go out with. I used to be on a TV show called Chelsea Lately.
Oh, I did do that.
He asked her out on the show.
I asked her to homecoming on
He
Chelsea.
Was like, hey, can I want to make sure she says yes. Can I ask her on the show? I'm like, great idea, dude.
Do you know what she told me? She said, I don't like how you asked me the first time. Ask again.
Yeah, she wanted to be asked special.
So I asked her again on TV.
Yeah, I was like, fuck her.
Yeah.
I wish I could have used my dad to get pussy.
Tough shit for you, I guess.
My dad was a straight-up vagina repellent is what he was.
So do you remember when I was in high school and I was a senior and I just transferred and I was telling you on some days, it was most days, hey, I got to get to school early, around 7:30, class started at 8. I have to get to school early, I'm going to study or I'm working on a project or getting up some layups before
school.
Yeah,
you school. Working, yeah, you worked hard when you got to that school.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I was smoking weed with my friends at 7:30 in the morning. Before school.
You fucking dick. You know what, he was telling us? Because we made him transfer schools because he wasn't getting good grades. And he was like, I'm going to work real hard. I'm going to get to school early and study.
This was the semester after I got straight A's, though. So I transferred. First semester there, I did actually work really hard. Yeah. But then my senior year, I realized I didn't have to work that hard, so I just didn't. And I chose to have a little more fun. But, you know, it worked out. I graduated. I went to some college.
Who's got multiple kids in here? Has everyone with multiple kids had this conversation at least one time with your partner where you try to decide which one is going to wipe your ass when you get older? Haven't you? Have you nailed it? Yeah, let me tell you something. I asked Jacob. I go, hey, man. You wiping my ass when I get older? He's like, no. I go, why not? He goes, it's gross. I go, I wiped your ass. He goes, that's on you.
For those of you who don't know, my dad and I shot a competition show called Family Tussle on YouTube. We did competitions, and the loser had to do something embarrassing. Like, I made him get his asshole wiped.
That was terrible.
But it was a win-lose for me.
It was a fucking lose-lose for you.
It was a win because I didn't have to get my asshole waxed.
That's
right?
True.
He did. It was a lose because I was in the room watching him get his asshole waxed. So, you know, but you know what was a win-win for me? The tattoo that's on your back also from the challenge that you lost.
Let me just say this.
I need to get a tattoo, a permanent fucking tattoo just for losing a challenge. I think it's better than the asshole wax, not gonna lie.
My favorite things that I did to him. See, like, the physical stuff doesn't bother me. It's the mental torture that I think works better on him. So I made him sit on Ventura Boulevard on a Saturday afternoon. Ventura was a very busy street where we were living at the time. Saturday afternoon, packed with people behind the table with a sign of it in front of it that said, ask me for tips about living with herpes.
I had some very angry mothers walk by with their children. Yeah, not sure. Lie.
You also had a couple dudes like, what's up?
Yeah, they all went to you. You came up and had a conversation with me. Were two white men over the age of 60 who were just like, I don't have it, but if I did, what advice would you give me? And I'm like, dude, I would probably be asking advice from you. You've probably been living with it longer than I fucking have.
They were
extra friendly though, which was unfortunate.
Yeah,
I kept trying to say something to make the conversation end, and he would just both of them.
Dude,
good follow up questions that I just did.
They wanted that dick. That's why.
He also made me go to a pharmacy, a CVS, and find an employee and ask them to lead me to their smallest condoms. You know, something that's like not as big as a AA battery, but not as small as a AAA battery.
Yeah, I was fucking wrong.
Somewhere right as a happy medium for that.
You know, dude, I will tell you, dude, you played that off. You didn't crack a smile.
No,
I had a fucking thing in his ear, and I go, ask him this, and he goes, what if I just hollow out a chapstick thing?
I'm chapstick too, you know what I'm saying? Just hollow that out. I think that'll, and she goes, this isn't my, what did she say? She said, this isn't my expertise. I'm just an old lady.
Yes.
I think is what she said. It was fucking great.
It was something going on. I got my asshole waxed all day. Yeah. Watch you do that.
She was the only
any other time
I could talk to. Because in L.A., where we went, there was, you know, crazy homeless problem. So we walked in to try and film this, and there was just a homeless person just half naked dancing on the floor. She was the only unoccupied employee of that CVS, and I was like,
it was so good.
This is perfect. He also made me put a lime green neon jumpsuit on and headphones in, but with no music playing.
And beg just, for money on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, and just dance, and it was him and a producer talking in my ear saying, do this move now, and now do this, and do this. What music are you listening to? Fucking two crazy people. I'm listening to the voices in my head.
I like that.
Yeah. Who else? One more question. Yeah. Other than the drugs?
I love this question.
That's my question. Other than the drugs?
Because look, man, I remember walking in on him jerking off.
What?
And walking out of the room and Beth being like, what's he doing? I'm like, you don't want to go in there. And she, it was like, it was the innocence. It was like, my little boy jerks off. Like, she couldn't believe. I'm like, dude, he's been jerking off for 5 fucking years. Are you kidding? But yeah. I would say that would be... I mean, that was the worst for me, anyways.
This song, I wrote for all the kids out there. Because I feel like we were lied a lot, too, when we were younger. Okay? So this song is called Lies My Daddy Told Me. And once I was 7 years old, my daddy told me a whole bunch of lies that he thought were funny, and now I think those lies should be told. He used to try to trick me when he was in the kitchen. He told me all my vegetables, they tasted just like chicken. He once told my sister that I was allergic to cats, just so that we didn't have to have a fucking cat.
That's true, I did that.
Yeah, yo.
Why do I have to have a cat? I don't like cats. Fuck that. This is my house too. I'm not getting a fucking cat.
Yeah.
I remember she asked me, she goes, when I get a cat? I go, no, your brother's allergic. And he was like, I am? I was like, you are now. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we found out a couple years later I was really allergic to cats.
Yeah.
We manifested it. It was great. Yeah.
My daddy used to tell me whenever I wanted ice cream that the truck would only play its music when it's empty. That's true too.
Hey.
I did that also.
Hey. I got a bone to pick with you real quick. What is going on? Why was that ice cream truck always empty, but why did every other kid on the block have ice cream? Like what? What?
Listen,
why?
If you raise kids without money, you get tired of saying you don't have money. So it was just easier to be like, no, it only plays music when it's empty. And he was like, oh, okay.
I didn't know any better. But, you know, I dated a girl in high school, probably around 16, and we were outside my house. And the ice cream truck came by. And it was playing its music. I put my fucking wallet away. I was like, well, no ice cream today. And she looked at me like she was baffled. And she looked at me and she goes, what? And I said, yeah, My dad always told me that if the truck was playing its music, it was empty. So we could never get ice cream. She's doing what some of you guys are doing right now, which is laughing directly at me. And she looked me dead in the face and she said, your dad fucked you for your entire childhood. I was baffled. I was like, what do you mean? And she said, the ice cream truck only plays music when it's full of ice cream. So that anger from that memory inspired this next verse. You haven't heard this. And soon he'll be 60 years old and yeah.
Wait a second. I don't like your tone, frankly. I don't like the subject matter. I don't like any of this part of this song at all.
You don't want to hear the rest of it, but I know they do. So why don't you... Yeah. Why don't you run it back from the top, Pops? Thanks. Yeah, I said it. And soon he'll be 60 years old, and yeah, I think granddad's really old and will he finally start wearing skinny jeans? Look, I know eventually you have to stop. I would like to know where that age is.
Get the personally, fuck out of here. Who invited you on
stage? I appreciate y'all. I'll see you guys out there. Thank you so much.